The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.
Next on KCBQ, stay tuned for the Portfolio Doctors, Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own and do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The following information is for educational purposes only. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice. Welcome to the Portfolio Doctors on News Talk AM 1170 KCBQ. Your financial future depends on making sound investment decisions. Make sure you get accurate information and a weekly checkup from a source you trust. The Portfolio Doctors will see you now. Live in studio, here are Dan Osgood and Steve Bick. The Portfolio Doctors.
Good afternoon. Hope everyone's having a great weekend out there. It is another edition of the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
You settled in?
I'm finally settled, Jeff.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
Thanks for asking.
You know, I'm looking out for you. Just like we're looking out for our listeners, I'm looking out for you.
There you go.
We are here each week to do our best to help you maybe have a different perspective, different view on a lot of what the media puts out there, and help you be equipped with the best information you can have available to you to make the right decisions for yourself. Because the reality is everybody has their own unique goals and understand that they have their own values that they live by. And there's not a one-size-fits-all. Everybody fits into one of these boxes. I know there's many companies, many advisors out there that have three models and you fit into one. And the reality is, I don't think there's probably anyone that fits into any one of those very accurately. Because
average does.
Average does?
The problem with that is an average is made up of people that are higher and lower than the actual average.
Right.
So that means no one's really ready for it.
Right. You're either... way above it, way below it.
Yeah.
It's rare that you find someone dead in the middle, and that is the problem with averages. We talk about averages and how they can really skew information and not give you the clear picture of what it is you're looking at.
Right.
And just for an example, there's so much information, and let me quickly give some info about us. Between us, we have over 50 years of experience. I have been doing this for a little over 20 years. Steve's got me by a couple of years. You've only been doing this for 50% more than me, Steve.
I know. And that shrinks over time.
Yes. So last year, it was more.
Yeah, exactly.
And my experience is in the financial planning side of the world. We talked a little bit about that last week. I would like to believe that what I do is different than just about every other advisor out there, because I try to build based on what's important to people and what their specific goals are, not just what their investment portfolio should look like. And Steve has had years and years of trading experience in just about every type of market there is. You've managed private equity, hedge funds, turnarounds,
bonds, yeah,
bond portfolios.
There you go.
Commodities.
Yes.
What else?
Is there anything else left?
I'm sure there's something. Managed futures.
Yeah, done that. Yeah, turnarounds, investment properties.
So just
pretty
a few things.
Much everything.
So between us, what we're trying to get at, we do have a wealth of knowledge here that we're trying to share with you. And one of the main reasons is the fact that there is so much information nowadays. There are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there's news about something financially related. And most of it is fabricated just so that it will be an interesting story so people will tune in. And you need to understand that in the search for news, these are not financial experts. These are just journalists that are making up news so that they can talk about it. And a lot of that is influenced by who's sponsoring the show or the paper or the magazine, regularly you'll read the top 10 list of what you need to invest in for the coming year. And all 10 names, if you look through that magazine, you'll see a big full page ad for that company. And it's not a coincidence. So just a great example this week alone to show the how the media is acting. On the same day, and this was on Thursday, pulled up Yahoo Finance and was just looking to see if there was anything interesting out there. Under the top news column, there was a story. It said $26 a barrel crude oil coming. That's what this chart says. I found that interesting. So then I looked on the very next column, which was called Market News, right. And the top story there was why oil could soar past $80 a barrel.
There you go.
So clearly they have the answers.
That's right.
That sounds like news to me.
Exactly.
Sounds like a nice fabrication.
That is
fabrication.
Exactly how it is. They catch your attention, though. Caught both of them.
Oh,
caught
sure.
Your attention.
Sure. thank you, Todd. The first one, it was interesting because oil has been feeling a lot of pressure. It's been dropping. What is it, around $40 a barrel right now?
Yeah, around about
off
there, yeah.
Of all-time highs of 100 and change?
Well, 147, I think, was the all-time high.
And that was not that long ago.
A year or two back, yep.
Yeah. And so I saw that, and that's why it caught my eyes. Like, oh, wow, okay, they're thinking it's going to continue going down substantially. And then literally just on a glance, $80 a barrel.
Right.
It's like, wow, so there's clearly some indicators that are saying it's going both ways.
right, exactly.
And I'm pretty sure one of them is not going to be right.
Well, I've also just on that score, there's an article today in Barron's, and it was the all-star women advisors.
Yeah.
So these are, and I don't know how many women advisors they've got in here, but it's like 10 or 12 of them. And it was just quite interesting. It's just a really quick, simple article on each one. And the first one says they're making money out of the volatility in the S&P by buying and selling call and put options. Okay, I would say that's probably an okay way to go. Then the next one, what are they doing? They, this might take me a second to find the next person because they've got this article of each. But the next person says that favors domestic blue chip firms and is currently overweight the U.S. stock exchange.
Okay. That's worked well for the last 6 years.
Yeah, it has, right? I'm not so sure it's going to work out going forward. But the next one is a person that she prefers, creates custom portfolios, right? Which is what we've talked about. Mm-hmm. So we would agree with that. The next person...
Well, that's probably limited because 100% of that portfolio is going to be stocks and bonds.
Who's she with? She's with Morgan Stanley. So there you go.
Right. So it's custom to the extent that all you need is stocks and bonds in your portfolio.
Yeah. The next person does midstream master limited partnerships as a standout investment opportunity because a lot of them have been beaten up like the rest of the oil prices. And so she thinks that they're going to bounce back, but she's going to need a bounce in oil price.
Limited partnerships have such a good track record over the history of investing.
Exactly right. Then the next person, and this one was pretty interesting. I want to find, she thinks Japan is a place to go. Now, Japan has been hurting for forever, and there's no clear-cut thing that they're going to bounce back, right? And then here's one that I always found pretty. I'm incredibly bullish on the United States. In fact, I'm really stunned we're not up 30% for the year.
Okay.
Wow.
Which company does she work for?
She works for Kaplan Financial Services. And that was pretty interesting to me. I mean, wow, she's still bullish after all that's gone through. I just don't know what the fundamental value she sees in those. And then the final one I want to touch on is she sees a lot of potential in the biotech sector. And the biotech sector is trading at a PE of about, I don't know, 300 or 400 right about now.
That seems like someone who's following what has been doing well.
Correct. And so it's just interesting to see. So there I've read out about 8 or 10 of them, and They've all got different philosophies.
None of them are the same.
None of them are the same.
Yeah.
None. And so it just shows you when you get a financial advisor, they're going to have their own skewed analysis of the market. I mean, I've got my ideas of what I think's right, and who knows if I'm right or wrong. I think I am, just because, you know, I'm always right.
Of course. Well, we'll cover your exact opinions here a little further. I mean, I want to actually touch on that, what you just brought up, the whole Barron's chosen ones and that type of information when we get back. So stick around. We will continue discussing the media, how they impact your decisions. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
Some shows come across like straight whiskey and evasive answers. But the Car Pro Show is about straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive. Let Jerry Reynolds and trusty sidekick Kevin McCarthy help you.
There is simply no reason why you should settle for anything less than the best deal you can get on your next car or truck. Listen to the Car Pro Show with me, Jerry Reynolds, or go to carprousa.com.
Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 5 on AM 1170, The Answer.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170. The Answer.
Welcome back. Thank you again for joining us today, sharing your weekend with us. We appreciate everyone listening and the questions we get, because more often than not, that's what crafts the shows that we put on, and that all the items we discuss. We're just looking at the markets in general. It was one of the best years in the history of the market, right? Or best months.
Best weeks.
Weeks.
Yeah. Okay. It was up like 3% or something.
3% for the week. So yeah. It's not one of the best in history. It's just one of the best in the last.
Yeah.
Whatever time frame they want to pick. So it looks like it's a standout, which again, another skewed media driven, Wall Street driven piece of information. But I was having a conversation earlier this week in just looking at how the year's been going, how the markets have been going. And the reality is, because of the weighting and the way they calculate the averages and the returns, Google is up I forget what the number is, but it's a pretty substantial return this year. And also, the bigger one is Amazon. Amazon's up 50-plus percent for the year.
Wow.
Maybe more. I think it might be up 100%. I'll research that and tell you exactly. But the reality is, because those are such a big part of the indexes, if you were to just take those two companies out of the mix, we would have a fairly substantial negative return for the year, I believe.
Yeah.
Because most stocks, if you look at, they are down year to date. There's very few stocks that you can look at that are better than just break even. But there's a couple big ones that are weighted heavily in those indexes, so it's giving us up the, 1 or 2% that we're up for the year now?
Yeah, we are a little bit up. I mean, it's just fluctuating between up and down for the year. But you're right. The problem is, and that's what I've been saying all along, is the problem with this year has been that there are a couple of high flyers driving the whole thing. But we've had that for quite a number of years.
Right.
The last year or year before when Apple ran like crazy, remember? And it dragged along about 15% of the whole of the S&P 500.
Right. Whatever day Apple was up at all, the market was up substantially.
Yeah.
And then same thing, if it dropped at all, boy, that was, the wheels were falling off the market.
No, exactly right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's been the issue. There's been a couple of small issues that have really benefited and run like crazy and dragged the rest of the market with you. And that's what happens in these indexes. You get a couple of high-flying stocks and they can pull everything else along, and it can appear that everything looks good on the surface, but everybody else is still struggling along. I mean, as I've mentioned repeatedly over the last number of shows, revenues have been dropping at the S&P 500 companies and income has been dropping as a total number. So we were on track to do about $110 a share earlier in the year, and now we're looking like $88-$90 a share will be a stretch for the year. And so that's a big drop. That's 15% drop in income for the S&P 500, and yet the market continues higher. And then you've got people like that woman that says she's surprised the market's not up 30% this year, which is sort of interesting to me. But I'm not sure what the fundamental basis is for that. But up until now, there really hasn't been. For the last 2 years, there hasn't been a fundamental basis for the run in the market, other than it's fueled by low interest rates from what I can see.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's a tough one. I think it's very difficult to pin on a direction in the market right now. I mean, it could easily continue to melt up for the rest of the year and drive the price to earnings ratio even higher than the 22 or 23 that it's sitting at right now.
Well, I would bet, and we've talked about whether or not there's market manipulation, and it, at least to some degree it appears there definitely is these days. It sure seems like as the year goes on, they're going to do everything they can to keep the market at least a little bit positive for the year, so they can say, look, everything's good. We had another positive year.
Well, I laughed because this week it was up big. And one of the articles you were talking earlier on about, the articles that came out about the oil price, there was one that came out today and said the market was up big this week because the market had finally digested the fact that the Federal Reserve was going to raise interest rates. So now it's all good to go again.
We're fine. Everything's settled out. So back
for the last 3 months, they've been saying if they raise interest rates, the market's going to roll over and die. And I've been saying all along that how can the market not handle a 0.25% interest rate move? Mm-hmm. I think the concern is that they then continue raising into the future. And I don't really see that as too much of an option. We'll see how the market digests the 0.25%. And maybe you get another 0.25%. But beyond that, I'm not sure, because the dollar will strengthen so much that it's going to just drag down emerging markets, because all the money floods out of there and comes rushing back to America.
Right.
And they need the money to grow. And it's interesting because did a little study on that on Friday for my blog. And back in the good old days when you had the emerging markets, would roll over and die, everyone, it was a big yawn for like America and the rest of the world. It's like, yeah, whatever. Now, in 2015, emerging market economies make up almost 60% of global GDP.
Really?
So they are a big force now. It is no longer that emerging markets are, oh, well, who cares? Emerging markets, the other side of it is, they're the only countries or economies that can produce a 5, 6, 7% GDP growth. The United States, those days are so far gone. So that's where the global world's global GDP growth is coming from, is out of these emerging markets. So if the dollar strengthens, those emerging markets are hurting because, well, their exports don't, but the, it, everything else they buy, like oil and anything else they're importing, is all denominated in dollars. So it just kills their economies. And plus you have an exodus of money out of there, because as the economy gets weak, people don't want to hold, right? The bondholders like, oh, you're going to default, we're out of here, which creates a more expensive borrowing cost, which spins them into deeper problems. And so to see growth coming out of there with the dollar getting stronger is really hard to imagine. And that means the global GDP is going to stagnate, which means US is going to stagnate even more. So how can they keep raising rates? You just can't see it.
Right. It would be a surprise.
Can you imagine what goes on in my brain to will through all of that stuff, Deb? It's like quite a scary place to be.
Yeah. if you were there or here and looking at Steve, you can see the steam. you can hear parts clunking.
Exactly.
There's a lot going in there to get to that.
It spits out an answer eventually.
Right.
Yeah, it's like the good old days of the old computer where and out would come that card.
Cool. Right. And there's your, and it was just punched with holes.
Yeah,
no idea what that meant.
Exactly.
So anyone listening, if that's how you feel, that you just were handed one of those cards from what Steve just said, you're not alone.
Exactly. But ultimately what the punch card says is that the Fed will probably raise rates at this upcoming session, because they really backed themselves into a corner. They pretty much have to, unless the market rolls over and it looks like they've done a good enough job to prop it up. Mm-hmm. But the thought of a slow and steady gradual interest rate rise to like 4 or 5% to slow down the economy, I just don't see it.
Oh, what? It sure seems like the Fed now, any of the members are just talking at will, whereas you never used to hear anything from any of them. And I saw where one of the guys came out and said, yes, we're definitely going to raise, almost is what his quote was, and expect uncertain rate movements for the coming years. It's like, well, what does that mean?
That means they have no clue what they're going to do next.
Right.
They have basically said, we've painted ourselves in a corner. We've told everyone we're going to raise rates. We keep pushing it off for so long that we're losing credibility. So we'd better raise rates this time. But after that, all bets are off the table.
No idea what we're going to
do. We might actually take it back again.
Right. Well, we don't know what the new administration is going to tell us to do, I think is what they're getting.
Oh, man. Well, if it's Donald, then we just build a wall. That'll sort everything.
Well, will that make rates go up or down?
Depends how much concrete you need.
Okay. Well, something I want to get back to very quickly. That article or that section there in Barron's.
Yeah.
And I would bet if you look on there somewhere in that section, it's going to indicate these are paid advertisements. Because I get emails and notifications and phone calls all the time asking if I'd be interested in contributing for a small fee of, they'll let me be a contributor to some of these big publications.
You might be right, but it doesn't actually say that here. It just says special report, which that could mean that this is an advertisement.
Sure.
I mean, they could just have titled it something differently, but you could be onto something there.
But because I've seen many, many, like San Diego Magazine does one. It's the top advisors of 2015. And you get to the section that covers them, and it says special paid advertising section. And
then
you see the list, and it's a beautiful story about each person. Mm-hmm. But you need to understand that those advisors are paying to have their name on that list. They're not qualifying in most cases by any metric at all other than, oh, you could write the check? Sure. You suddenly qualified.
I agree with you. I've actually won. I win about 5 or 6 awards a year.
Yeah?
Yeah, if I pay the $500.
Right.
Then I'm going to win.
So that's
if I don't pay, then I don't win.
That's different than all the cruises and the trips to the Caribbean that I win.
When they
call me at home, yeah.
I don't win that. I just have to pay to win a prize. Then I'm the best advisor in San Diego or some
garbage. I'm pretty sure there's a a payment involved in me winning one of these. Congratulations, exactly. You've been chosen.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, if I just kept paying, I would win tons of awards every year.
Big. Yeah. There you go. That's all it takes.
It is.
So, all right. Well, stick around. When we come back, we're going to discuss a little bit about cash and where it fits again in the portfolio and how to save the right amounts of money. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Liberty Tobacco is San Diego's oldest independent tobacco dealer, and here's Jim to tell you what's new.
San Diego Cigar Aficionados, think for a moment about your upcoming Thanksgiving Day. The festivities are over, the turkey is resting nicely in your belly, and it's finally time for you to sit back and relax. Only one thing left to do. Grab your favorite cigar and light up. That's where Liberty Tobacco comes in. Swing by our Kearny Mesa store to check out our special Thanksgiving sale table. It will include many of the big-name cigars you daydream about. Davidoff, Fuente, Ashton among them. And discounts climb up to 25% off. Don't miss this opportunity to stock up for your Thanksgiving weekend and save big money at the same time. The sale starts Saturday, November 21st. See you at our Kearny Mesa store in the Ethan Allen Shopping Center on Claremont Mesa Boulevard just off the 805. Go to libertytobacco.com.
The best pipes, the best cigars, the best tobacco, terrific people. They're open 7 days a week. Liberty Tobacco.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors. Thanks again for joining us and sharing this beautiful... It's difficult to live here. You know, I get this all the time. People always complaining. How do you deal with it? How do you tolerate this terrible weather that we have? What is it? 75 degrees outside, not a cloud in the sky, calm as can be, just a typical late November day. I think most of the country's enjoying weather like this, right, Todd?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Well, you know, while we're talking about other parts of the country, we have our weekly special guest with us. I hear one of these two gentlemen is not going to be joining us today because he's out doing something related to the Grand Canyon. But We've got our real estate expert from Columbus, Ohio, on the line with us today. Dave, how are you?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me. In fact, I'm enjoying some beautiful weather. I'm here in Las Vegas today because we're wrapping up a trip. RJ, my partner, Columbus Turnkey Houses, he's in Arizona at the Grand Canyon, if you heard correctly. And I am finishing up my trip here out west and headed back to Columbus, Ohio tomorrow. So thanks for having me, guys. Pleasure to be on.
Thanks for joining us. It was good to see you earlier in the week. We actually got to sit down and meet with Dave and see all the exciting things that he's got going on out there in Columbus. What can you share with us today? What's going on? Are you shopping for real estate there in Vegas to add that to your portfolio?
No, I'm putting my money, all my life savings on. If your listeners want good investment advice, take Ohio State against Michigan State in the big game tonight. It's going to be a lockdown.
I thought you were
kidding, everybody. I went to a class out here put on by Realty Track. And for those of your listeners who don't know, Realty Track is one of the foremost nation's leading experts when it comes to real estate data. And something that was really a breakthrough for me is learning that our county in Columbus, Ohio, Franklin County, is in the top 10 for investment properties simply because the wages and the wage earners are high. The wages are sustainable and high, and our prices are still low. So that just went on to confirm what we're doing in Columbus, Ohio, providing investment properties is really a good fit.
The funny part to me, though, Dave, is, well, that's true, and I absolutely believe that to be the case, is that the appreciation under the price of properties in Ohio is still moderate at like somewhere between 2 and 5%. I would have thought that by now there would be a movement in the prices to start to offset that and bring the returns into more in line with the robustness of the economy over there.
There is, and I was going to say, I always say about 4% is what we're seeing as far as appreciation, so between 2 and 5 is correct. And we are seeing prices go up, but it's just not the big spikes that you see in places, you know, like California, Arizona, and other parts of the country. And that's just, you know, more of a reason people like Columbus, Ohio, is it's not really vulnerable to these big swings. It is a steady increase that helps the ROI. But it's really a cash flow play through.
Is there a lot of building? There must be a lot of new construction going on then to keep the supply of houses in equilibrium with the demand.
There is. There's building. Actually, there's a lot of infill urban residential going in. And there's cranes. I mean, you drive up and down the freeways in Columbus, Ohio. There's cranes all over the place building hotels. We've seen a huge uprise of, you know, large, really nice cityscape apartments going in over the last couple of years. It can be popping up all over the place. So, it's good, and the appreciation is steady. You're not going to see these big swings, but it's just really a sound and secure marketplace if you have the right team in place, and that's what we do. You know, we provide the property management, all the construction, and really make the investment property work.
Now, the other thing I just wanted to highlight from our meeting on, I forget when it was, Friday, but I wanted just to bring up the fact that, and maybe our listeners all knew this, but I certainly didn't, and I mean, I am a foreigner, so what the heck do I know? But there's Columbus, the metropolitan area of Columbus is what, 2.5 million people, did you say?
Correct. Yes, between 2 and 2.5 million people. Correct.
I always thought it was this tiny little town that had a university and nothing much else. But I mean, that's a decent size when you consider. I don't know what San Diego County is, but I know San Diego City's a 2 odd million, so the county's probably double that. But it's that's a big area.
You know what? Not only were you surprised, another friend that I'm visiting here in Las Vegas, and he is in the financial world. He lends money, and he was surprised as well because he's, you know, not from Ohio, doesn't hear a ton about Ohio. But he couldn't believe that Columbus is basically the same size as Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah? That's amazing. So That gives, I mean, that's to me more stability and even another, should I was going to say a better reason, but there's just really no bad reasons that I can find to not invest out there. And here's another one.
Yeah, it looks like San Diego County, the population's about 3.2 million.
So we're barely bigger than Columbus.
Right.
Wow. Can you believe it? I can't.
Well, the only reason people wouldn't do it, and especially it's very appealing to somebody in San Diego or all over California. We have investors all over California that take advantage of investment properties with us. The only reason somebody wouldn't is because it would be so difficult living in San Diego to find a good deal, you know, to find something that makes sense, to get it rented out, to get it fixed up, to find a property manager, hire them, to do all that. Somebody, you know, it would take so long, somebody wouldn't be able to get started. So we make it easy for somebody to come into the marketplace, take advantage of the market and the cash flow. And, you know, we've been doing it for years. So I know we can help out your listeners if you're listening. ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com is where to find us.
Right.
That's you bring up a good point, Dave, that I'm a big proponent of hiring professionals to take care of activities in your life that maybe you don't have the time to devote all that energy. And you guys definitely qualify as high quality professionals that provide a service that allow the people that peace of mind of knowing that you've got someone on the ground focusing, specializing in that area and doing that market research, finding the right property for what the person's trying to achieve and getting it set up to where it's pretty turnkey. That the name says it all, where they just purchase the property and the money potentially and essentially just starts flowing in on a monthly basis.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way we have it. And you know, we have some great properties right now. The best place to look at some properties and contact us, of course, is our website, Columbus Turnkey Houses. And, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're looking at a package of 40 homes right now. These are all off-market deals. So we're not buying the same deals and providing the same deals that you see just on Zillow.com or these major real estate websites. People shop around on there, but that's basically retail. We're able to provide properties that still have equity. So mixed with the appreciation and mixed with the cash flow, all in all, it just makes a really solid investment property.
Well, thank you again for taking time out of your trip. It sounds like you're adding a little bit of pleasure to business. So keep up the good work. We appreciate you every week joining us and sharing what's available and the opportunities that you guys have to our listeners.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, guys.
We won't talk to you until after Thanksgiving, so have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much. You guys as well.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, Dave.
So there you have it. Once again, that is Dave Perchin with Columbus TurnkeyHouses.com. And we recommend, if you have any interest, if you're curious about what it is they're offering, go to their website. They've got a lot of information. They have a lot of their properties listed. So you can see what it is they're offering, what you can expect. And then if you're still not sure, you can give us you can contact us or contact them directly, and they will answer your questions. We know of a number of different listeners that have contacted them and have taken advantage of some of the opportunities. So how are we doing on time, Todd? Okay, so how do you want to wrap that up, Steve?
How do I want to wrap that up?
Well, just very quickly, sorry not to interrupt. I did quickly calculate. Amazon is up 115% year to date, and Google is up 45%.
And what's the market up to?
Right.
So there you go. Shows you what's dragging along. I wonder what Apple is. I don't know if Apple is even up this year, are they? They were up a little bit. At one point, but I don't think, because really, I mean, it's Apple, Amazon, and Google that are driving the stock market at this point in time. So we'll see how quick Dan is with his fingers to pull that up. But I didn't think Apple had done a lot this year. And so it was really just then left to those. I remember back in the good old days of 2000, and they had the four.
It's up $10 for the year, so it's up about 1%.
10%.
10%. Sorry.
Yeah, 9. It's up 9. Yep. So those three have.
Yep.
you know, back in the good old days of the NASDAQ bubble in 2000, there were four stocks just driving the market, you know, Cisco and a couple of others. And right. now you've got, you know,
happening
the three
again.
Amigos.
Sure.
And they seem to be driving the market along with them. And a lot of the other companies aren't. You know, their numbers for the year just are bad. Their stocks aren't performing. But if you're in those three, you had a good year.
Sure. So
not a market that really you want to trade. It's not a broad-based rally.
And that's why I brought up, I would imagine if people are investing in individual equities or even funds, if you look at your year-to-date performance,
correct.
The likelihood is you're down slightly. And if it's an individual stock, you could be down substantially depending on what it is. Because I know there's a lot of the high flyers from last year that are down 50, 60, 70%.
Oh, yeah. If you've done gold stocks as example, sure. you've been killed this year.
Yep. Well, when we come back, we will again try to get to how much should you be saving? You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
Intelligent, conservative, AM 1170, The Answer.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need LeadCommerce. LeadCommerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. LeadCommerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of LeadCommerce, log on to LeadCommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution, SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you, or you can go online at snorestop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at snorestop.com. That's snorestop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Saying, "I don't know," is no longer acceptable. This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back.
That guy is pretty scary. Saying, "I don't know."
Saying, "I don't know."
He could be on the next The Terminator movie.
Yeah. Well, you know, after listening to our show, saying, "I don't know."
We say it all the time.
It is, yeah, it is an acceptable answer in the right context. Because yeah. There is no one normal, straightforward answer.
that is, just jokes aside, that is the problem with investing in stocks and bonds and anything else, any other investment. You really don't know 100%.
Sure.
Anyone who thinks they do,
it is really is himself. Just another form of gambling. You can have all the best information. I have a client who worked in the biotech world, and early in his life, a typical fresh out of college, bright person, has a good background, understanding of the industry. So he knew, I know what's going on. I've got my finger on the pulse. So he was saving a lot of money, and he started investing it in the things he knew inside and out. What do you guess happened?
Well, based on your face, he lost big time.
Yes. He pretty much lost every penny.
Wow. That's surprising. Normally, you think that you do okay.
But it goes to that point of it's the market. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know, like in that case, if they were developing drugs and then looking good, whoops, missed the trial, game's over. That happens so much.
Man, that does.
But we made a call here during the break. We are going to save how much you need to be saving for the next show for next week, because it's an important topic. We want to make sure we're not cutting that short.
Yeah, we might have the whole show dedicated on that.
Right, because there are a lot of pieces that add up to how much should you be saving. But while we're at the break, I took a look. We were discussing Apple, and like we said, it was up 9 to 10% so far year to date. But just looking at the chart for the year, it's quite an exciting track here.
Well, not really. I mean, it's. I think it sums up the year, where at one point the stock. Well, it came out of the gates, right, and it went straight down.
No, that's showing the end of the year.
Oh, that's true.
So
okay,
on January 2nd, it was at $109.33.
Yeah, then it went sort of straight up to 130 almost.
Yes.
So you're up 20%.
Right.
Another good year. Here we come. I'm going to make another 30% of my money. And then since then, it's just bled away and through to October.
Yeah, it moved sideways for a few months, just kind of moving leading. Sideways. And then right about...
October, right?
August.
Oh, August. Right
around the beginning of August is when it kind of peaked.
But then October's where it pounded down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly you were down 6% for the year if you just held Apple.
Right.
And now you're up 10%. So you've gone from up 20 to down 6 to up 10, which, you know, some advisors would say, see, that's why you need to buy and hold.
Mm-hmm.
You just forget about it and you'll be fine. I mean, that's essentially what an argument could be.
Sure.
The other argument is taking a look at that chart. It looks like it's rolling over to me. So it's like, maybe you should take your 10% and move out of Apple
pocket.
And find something else to invest in, which would probably be my advice.
Well, it's just, if you look at this chart, there are a lot of triggering events that could cause you to pull out all your hair and go crazy and make a decision of, well, it was down a little bit early in the year, then it was up a lot, and now it's down again. Uh-oh.
Yes.
And then you panic and sell, and now all of a sudden it's up 10% again. So you missed out on a, 16-18% jump that could have put money in your pocket by just that emotional roller coaster of owning the individual stock. And I guess if you want to talk about the argument of buy and hold, the Warren Buffett theory is, if it's a good company, this is noise. None of this matters. Yeah. If you're comfortable that this is a great company that's going to continue to be great for years to come, which with Apple, I'm not too concerned. It looks like they're here to stay. They're making some of the best products out there. They have a cult following. So it could be a company that continues to grow for years to come. But like we both know, it has grown ridiculously over the last, 5-8 years?
Well, even before that.
But I mean, this is when the wheels fell off and it just started soaring.
It has been quite a meteoric rise. I mean, for a company that was basically bankrupt 10, 15 years ago, to now be the biggest company in the globe.
The iPod started it. The iPhone
took it to it.
Solidified it. And
well, that's the problem for Apple to me, is that the iPods had its day. The tablets had its day, it seems like. And so you're left with the PC doesn't really sell to many. So essentially you're buying a one-hit company, buying phones.
They have a watch now.
No, I know. But essentially you're buying an iPhone when you buy Apple to me.
Sure.
And I don't know what else they're trying to work on, but I wouldn't want to be reliant just on one commodity.
Right.
And it is a commodity.
And we are only talking about this just because of the little bit of craziness mixed in for the year. Up, down, where it could cause you a little bit of frustration, a little bit of stress that could be unnecessary. And I guess you have to look at it. If you're going to invest in a company like this, you need to have a reason. You need to have a plan around that, because if it was up 20% and your goal was 20%, do you look at that and say, okay, I wanted 20%. I got 20% cash in my chips and not be greedy?
If you'd done that, you would have made 20% twice if you'd bought at the bottom of October.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's when a trader would say, I should be up 80% on that position.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, that just about does it for us today. Again, we will discuss next week. Tune in, because we will be talking about how much you should be putting aside and different ways to accomplish that and for what purposes. You have been listening to The Portfolio Doctors. Everyone have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. To schedule a financial health check, go to theportfoliodoctors.com. Or to speak with Dan Osgood, Steve Bick, or any guest on this program, call 858-764-7250. That's 858-764-7250. Learn more about the show online at theportfoliodoctors.com. Doctors are Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on The Portfolio Doctors are their own. They do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that the discussions serve as a substitute for personal advice from ACAS LLC or Cottingham Management Company LLC. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice.
The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.